Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be sure at the banks. How? We fired our CEO and he barely got out with $50 million.
That poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back to the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about our good friend Walter Kieschel being back on the show. Walter's a great member of our Brain Trust. He's been with us now for coming up on 4 years. He's the author of The Lords of Strategy, The Secret of the New Corporate World, and other books. And he's our good friend, Walter Kieschel. Welcome back to the show.
Good to be with you, Jim.
It's good to have you back. What other books did I miss?
Oh, there was a book called Office Hours, A Guide to the Managerial Life, which I published back in the late 80s. And it was on everything from how to deal with an executive alcoholic to what to do when you were fired, what to do when you were hired, how to hire somebody, how to fire somebody.
That sounds like that book needs to be republished again, Walter.
I've looked at it again occasionally, and I don't mean to sound immodest, but a lot of that advice is kind of timeless. I got it from
That's my point, yeah.
Yeah, no.
You should bring
certain eternal verities seemingly to this, like if you really need to dismiss somebody or have them leave your organization, it should never come as a surprise to somebody. You should never fire somebody and then have them be surprised by that.
Well, you know, here's what's interesting to me, Walter, along those lines, and I think it's discussing in connection with your concepts of strategy is that with all the new stuff we have and all the pace, the increased pace of business and the all the technology and innovations and all the things that we have, all the new human beings are not really different than they were 10,000 years ago. Pretty much the same protoplasm, our brain capacity and all that's, you know, probably basically the same. I mean, it's the human factor is not that much different, is it?
It isn't in many respects. One of the interesting things I found in working for many years with the Harvard Business Publishing Company, which publishes the Harvard Business Review and Harvard Business Review books and so on, we did very good customer research. And if you look at it, back in the early 90s, the number one subject for people was strategy and competitive advantage. Then in the late 90s, it kind of became leadership. Then in the aughties, there was more interest in innovation. But in the last few years, the wheel has come back around, and the number one subject has been management development in many years. And what that really means is face-to-face management skills, the skills that managers need in dealing with the people that they work with. And there seem to be, I mean, people come back into, with all the technology and with all the change that were going on, you need to have some of the same human skills to be able to lead change efforts or help your people do the best job that they can.
Well, but see, the problem is, though, is that all of our environment is demanding a greater pace, is increasing our expectations, but yet we're still riding on the same horse.
Well, that is true, and you know there are changes that have been underway. I mean, I do believe in some of this research that suggests that the different generations, the millennials and the younger generations, have rather different expectations when they come to the workplace. I mean, there's good research that shows that. So, you know, some aspects of what people are looking for have changed, and the pace at which we have to do these things have all changed, but some of it is, how do you, in the face of these new demands, and how do you, in the face of this speeding up technology all around you, do some of the same things that you've always needed to do, like really listen to your people, finding a way to encourage them to experiment, finding a way to tolerate failures but not let it get out of hand.
No, exactly. And so, I also wonder, if you know, with all the convergence of so much technology over the last 20 years or so, 30 years, I also wonder what kind of an impact that's having, not on just the humans, but on humanity.
As more and more people communicate online, you know, I know people who sit at desks facing their boss or something that's 5 feet away in oftentimes a trading environment or something, and the way that two of them communicate is almost exclusively online, even though they could speak
right
to one another. And then they
They could just yell at each other. Hey,
yeah,
Walker, I
right
need your website, please. What's your website?
Lordsofstrategy.com.
Lordsofstrategy.com. Check it out. Walter Kieschel, and I will be right back. We're going to get deeper into the strategy issue after these messages, and also the connection between strategy and innovation. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.